You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
What's going on, everybody? How's everyone doing? This ironically is my week, but Sean's here, so it's going to be a little bit of a chaotic show.
Why? Because I'm here?
Hey, Joey, I don't know where your fingers... Oh, yeah. Thanks, Joey. That's what he was pointing at. I was like, Joey, there's nobody at the top of your right corner.
Is it going to be chaotic because I'm here? Is that why you said that? What you mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah, let's see. I'm already discombobulated. Yeah, it's going to be all wild and crazy. No, I'm just kidding. How are you guys doing today?
Doing awesome.
Thank you, Joey, for starting us off. Appreciate it.
I was going to go ladies first, but...
Yeah, I'm sleepy.
Sam's
I put that in our chat today. I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to make it tonight. I fell asleep sitting in my classroom after school.
We should charge people for our chat just to watch the chat.
I'm surprised Joey and Sean are here. I guess we'll get to that later on in the show, but our chat was popping from yesterday up until today. So, and it's still going. I had to mute it. So,
yeah, out of work.
Hey, guess what? I didn't read any of it.
It's going to be a fun show. Absolutely.
But I feel weird. Sam should be where I'm at. I'm just saying. It's a podcast princess.
Well, no, I have to be next to Sean. That's part of my contract.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't read the fine print.
And when do we get contracts, Sean? I want a contract.
Never.
I'm gonna unionize. Also, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Getaway Today, Wear in the Park, and
a lot of that going around with the unions, huh?
Yes, we're unionizing. We're here.
Oh shit, that's bad for me.
Starting right now. as well as our lamplighters, we appreciate you guys. I don't have the list in front of me, but I know we have like 8 of you guys in there. We appreciate every single one of you. We are working on planning this watch party that Sam keeps bailing on. We're trying to pitch it 3 times,
man.
But it's not happening.
He's still got his mad hater going on there. That's why he just keeps keeping it going, dude. You don't care.
The audacity that we haven't even scheduled a damn date, Lewis.
I mean,
do you see the way that he tries to pin it on me?
But one of the lamplighters, number one, is in the chat. What's up, Jen?
Jen, for Jen.
Numero uno.
Jen, are you going to make it up to Road Comic Con?
Hey, Jen, come from Florida to Medford.
Speaking of Road Comic Con, for those that are all watching today, May 4th, 95% of our hosts and team will be up in Medford, Oregon for Road Comic Con. We are emceeing, we are hosting, we are going to be running around doing all types of Walt's Apartments things. So
make sure you head on. Mess with Lewis.
Oh, you're going to mess with me. I'm going to mess right back. We're going to get into that. So, hello, Kim.
Kim is in the house.
Hello. Oh, we wish you were there too, Jen. Hello, Courtney.
Courtney?
Yeah, hey. Phone was pretty cool. So, there was quite a bit of news. So, quick rundown. We got things talking all types of park, whether it's Disneyland, Paris, and then all things, we got things for Walt Disney World, Disneyland Paris, and we were bringing it back around with Disneyland and while we were up until 2 in the morning.
Hell, I was asleep at 11:40. I had to wake up early, but.
I was on TikTok talking about fishing. I didn't even know this was all happening. Just saying.
it was quite a night. We're going to get into that, though. But we got some lighter stuff. So, speaking of things changing. The Diz Insider just posted a few days ago, and our chat blew up about this, too. Shocking. So Disney is looking for, it's not shocking anymore. Disney is looking for ways to expand subscriber usage to Disney+. Now streamers may look to go the route of Pluto TV, while they may sound a bit strange, it will all make sense. So the Disney Insider also shared, Disney is planning to create a series of channels within Disney Plus that will function as the same old school TV channels with different channels for different genres like Marvel and Star Wars. The idea is also expands with the addition of Hulu. So it sounds like, according to this article, there's more you can tell the Disney Insider for further details, that we are getting traditional cable on Disney Plus now, coming soon. So what is your guys' thoughts, opinions, and feedback on that?
I'll start with this. I actually like it. So you mentioned it's kind of similar to Pluto TV. I actually watched through Google TV, very similar. And sometimes, I mean, you look at Disney Plus, you don't know what to watch, there's so much on. But then if you see something on, you'll just click on it. So, like, I happen to watch about 3.5 hours of Baywatch one day because there's a Baywatch channel. Don't know why, but I don't know. I think it's a good idea, though.
I think they're just fine. I'm sorry, Sam. Go ahead. That was rude. Ladies,
no, you're fine. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I guess for me, I don't really have that much time to consume. Just like if I'm going to Disney Plus, if I'm turning my TV on at all, it is because I'm looking for something specific already that I'm going to watch. Like I don't have time to just watch whatever is like whatever comes on a channel. So for me, it's irrelevant. Do I think that it would be great for kids? Yes. Do I think that it would be great for parents of kids? Yes. And people who have like the time, like I envy those people who have time to consume media like that. Or people who like to put it on in the background while they're working. I think it's a great idea.
You mean you don't have Walt's apartment going in the background while you're at work?
While I'm teaching?
Yeah. I'm sure the kids would love that.
I'm sure that our vulgar language would not.
Miss Modecki, why is Santa cussing? That's what they would be saying to you there. Yep.
Watching Bad Santa.
Why are we shooting every time you talk about a podcast?
Miss Modecki, what are shots?
Yeah.
Is that apple juice?
Spiked apple juice. I'm stoked they're doing this, and the reason being is because we talked about this like 4 months ago on Undisputed when they mentioned commercial paid advertisement coming on Disney Plus, and I was like, here we go. Let's bring on traditional cable, and boom, here we are. Traditional cable within Disney Plus. It's going to bring in stupid money because whether we watch it or not.
You know something else, Lewis? How many times will your kids sit and watch the same – okay, they'll sit and put like – Puppy Dog Pals on and Puppy Dog Pals.
I'm just
giving an example. Just watch Puppy Dog Pals and never look at what else there is to offer for kids on Disney Plus. There are so many kids who will fixate on something like that. However, if you have a channel that you can put on, it's exposing them to different things so that you don't lose your parent brain.
That's the world we live in now, though. It's just you just watch the same thing over and over because that's what you're doing.
People find commercials boring as shit. I'm going to cut you off.
Absolutely.
But my kids, you put a commercial break on, they're like, yep, and I am out. I'm bored. I want to do something else. So
they missed what happened with the Puppy Dog Pals because they went and got to the bathroom or went to the, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
Isn't this basically Hulu Live?
Yeah.
Okay. I have Hulu Live. It's like the same thing. It's just like TV.
Yeah. I didn't realize
there was going to be commercials.
Yeah, it's just like traditional TV.
I don't get it.
And the thing is I hate to say this, but they're probably going to push all the content that people aren't going to watch on Disney Plus. The things that either you may have not known out, you may have no interest in, or you really do love it, and now it's on regular TV.
The point?
But I thought this is.
That's the thing. It's to expand your horizons as far as your library of things that you do consume goes. And guess what? If you don't like what's on the channel, you can turn it off and put on something that
I can go on Disney Plus and click on Star Wars and do the same thing and just click, I want to watch that. It's the same exact thing, just without commercials.
I cannot right now.
They did not confirm they're going to have commercials, but I would assume, why wouldn't you have commercials? If not, what is the expense of doing just a streaming channel? I feel like that's a bit that if they were to do just a streaming channel with no commercials, then you really have to ask yourself, what is the point of this? I feel like they're going to put commercials on it because it's paying for that.
Well, especially Disney Parks commercials.
Right. Oh, what if they're all just Disneyland commercials? That'd be cool.
Or whatever movie comes out.
Yeah.
I have no idea who Ricky Gamble is. So is that like Ricky Bobby?
No, Ricky Gamble is not credited in places where we would actually consume things because I believe that is Pat Gam's actual name. So.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Pat Gam.
So if the question is, wait, is Ricky Gamble the based Australian actor to voice a creature or any future? I'm not sure.
We just know that we will not be promoting any projects that aren't actually Disney official. So
we will look into it, and then if we get some answers, we will share the show. But as of right now, we have no confirmation on anything Inside Out 2, except for the new Bing Bong looking character.
This is fun not running the show.
So, why is Lewis not letting me be feral?
I was just backing you up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he did have your back.
I just want to like throw it out there. Like, this is not happening. So it's not like, because it needs to stop. It's been happening on our pages for years. And I'm just kind of.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Slim Shady. Spit it all out. Knees, mom spaghetti. Hit it all.
All right. So we will not be promoting any projects that are self-produced from people outside of the show. Unless they are Disney officials. So you can take something that is Disney content and create it for yourself and want to share it with the people, but this is not the place to do that. This Walt Department is not the place to do that because we work really hard at the things that we share with our fans. So we love that you are passionate about that, but you can create your own platform to do that.
WDWNT, by all means, go ahead.
Pat, we understand that, but this is not the place to self-promote.
So I am currently on IMDb, and there is nobody under that name.
Hey, you know who is on IMDb?
Oh, Jesus. Sam, the one with 14,000 podcasts?
So, yeah. So we will keep track. We will keep
he's on IMDb, but not the show, I guess.
Yeah, we will keep track of the IMDb account. And once that name is credited on there, we will then promote it. But as of right now, according to the IMDb, that name is
fine.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Pat, but we work really, really hard at the things that we do to build our platform here. And we encourage everybody to work really hard to build their own platforms.
So with that, speaking of building your own platform, why don't we hear from a sponsor that has
already
built their own platform? Yeah, we got three sponsor breaks.
Yeah,
come on, Sean, pull it.
Come on, man. All right. It's not like this.
Where in the park Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered, with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereintheparkcom/WaltsAptPodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Walt's Apartment podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/WaltsAptPodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, do you know where in the park?
And yes, George, we do have to have all these breaks because I'm 50 years old now and need to go to the bathroom a lot. So, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. Hey, but Kevin got it back from behind the scenes. Said, no, they always watch the Wearing the Park ad. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, David.
So, with Wearing the Park, we got some a lot of new park updates regarding Disneyland Paris and Walt Disney World. So, let's put a little Wearing the Park right here, live. This is not exactly the Wearing the Park, pun intended. Wearing the Park at Walt Disney World is this.
Frontierland.
Liberty Square.
So right by Tiana's new.
I'm not exactly sure what the land's called, but yes.
It's Frontierland.
So this right here is the new sign for one of the stores in the association.
New Bayou section. It's Home Goods.
No, that's better than Home Goods. That's Home Good Plus right there. That's damn good. So this is the sign, and here's the full image. Look at, there's my hint and where it's at. I'm trying my best to impersonate Wearing the Park with this. But yeah, here is the some of the first photos we are seeing of the store, the aesthetics of Wearing the Park for Walt Disney World for Tiana's Bayou Adventure there. What do you guys think of the sign so far?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit seriously.
I like it. It's like they refurbished the old Critter Country sign, which doesn't make sense because it was always Frontierland. But
I do like how they're involving all these critters and stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's really, really cool. It's yeah. I've never been to here at Walt Disney World, but I know like in Disneyland, it's really cool that they're keeping these characters. I think or creating new ones. Obviously, these are new characters. Obviously, correct?
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Imagineering at its finest.
Okay, I see what you did there. I see. So, I really like the signs. I think it's really cool.
Kevin, you just got a job off. Oh, Kevin, you just got a job offer from Kevin, Lou.
Whoa, there you go, buddy.
Here I am, man. Yep.
So Kevin says we'll have to hire you to help us finish.
I'm a starving artist looking for employment, so I mean, I'm here.
And everything will be behind you.
Amanda says, I like that it's a barrel top and a washboard for the co-op. I thought so. I thought that was super cute.
Yeah, so like, overall.
Oh, who said this? Is that George?
I feel imagining starting to bloom again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, George.
Yep. Can we get a round of applause for Universal for slighting a match under their ass? Can we get a round of applause for Universal? No? No?
You must.
Now, Sean, I know we've asked you this before, but I can't remember, but has there been a store attached to the old Splash Mountain in Walt Disney World, or will this be something brand new to Tiana's?
There was not a store.
Oh, okay. There was a playground.
There, yes.
That's a whole new building that they built for that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks really solid.
I think those stores and Critter Country and Disneyland are gonna be really small because those two stores are small. I'll hit it back. Keep going, he said. He gave us the keep going signal. But now we gotta keep talking about
Critter Country. It was a play area.
Yeah, but I'm really liking the critter aspect of it. And I think what an entertainer says, it's not I think everybody's stepping up their game. I've said this on a previous, I think, inside Extra Magic Hour. If if Universal and Disney is stepping up their games equally, then we as paying customers are the ones that are reaping the benefits. So as long as they both, you know, keep it going, East Coast, West Coast, bring it. And we'll be the ones, you know, spending the hard-earned money enjoying what we get. So, but
I think they are. I everyone was so worried when they decided that they're going to do this. They're going to do the, you know, going to get rid of Splash Mountain, you know, Lewis's favorite movies ride. Everyone's, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. But I think they put way more into this than anyone thought they would. Everyone thought they're just going to be simply cookie cutter. They were just going to be quick. They're going to stamp it. And I mean, like we saw in the Imagineering, you know, the first of that, these animatronics are insane.
Yeah.
You know, they're
still trying to figure out how they're going to make it make sense in Walt Disney World, though.
Yeah. That's still, even with all the creators, I mean,
you mean the location or just the whole thing?
The location.
Okay.
Yeah. But it looks really cool. I love the critter aspect.
I'm kind of bummed that it's going there first, but I mean, that's what happens. We got Galaxy's Edge first, so I guess that's, you know, but.
At the way they're moving, though, they're going to eat theirs first, obviously.
Well, it looks like.
But ours isn't far behind. I mean, because we took a minute till they started seeing trees and all that stuff on it, and now ours are getting trees, bushes. I mean.
Yeah, they made up some time for sure.
Scaffold, whatever the hell that word's called. Scaffolding. It's slowly coming down, so not a lot. So I would say we're not super far behind on them, but it's definitely going to be behind them. And it's still a soft spot for me to lose Splash, but I am stoked that the signage that we see in Walt Disney World, the animatronics that we saw on the Imagineering show, like I said this in our chat, like it has that authentic Disney feel, and I like that. And by all means, Princess of the Frog is a great movie.
Think they had access to our chat and read some of the stuff that's been said in there. So they've been, you know.
It's so far. I mean, it's looking like a home run.
Yeah, everything looks great. I'm still kind of nervous about the original story, though. Being that everything's been based off a movie, so being that it's an original, it's really got a hit. But other than that, I'm really excited.
But do you aren't they doing it like a Princess and the Frog movie or a part two TV or something show. Coming up?
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a TV
show. Do you think this kicks that off? Do you think this is the catalyst for that show? Or
I thought the show was going to kick off the attraction, kind of like how Cars.
I think so too, as a way to entice younger audiences who have not seen or
can. Princess the Frog is good. That one guy. I think it's a great movie. That's a good
thing. But now, so shout out to brother, right? Fresh Baked. So they changed our ride a little bit, though. So our ride, so the part where you would come up where Brer Fox, Brer Bear's house is, and you kind of come outside.
Yeah, they closed that in.
That's been now enclosed.
Yeah.
So that could be a whole new scene that traditionally would have just been outside. And going from there. So with that, I wonder if they didn't have to enclose something, but we chatted about a few shows back about the lap bar. I'm curious if they did change some ride elements, and I still think the lap bars are added because the fact that, hey, you updated this, now you got to make sure it's all up to code.
Not the 90s anymore. So you have to.
Yeah. So
we have seatbelts in our cars now. We should probably try lap bars. That's a good
idea. Yeah, don't need them though in Disneyland. Just the way it's so tight in there with the dividers.
Entertainers and Mama Odie's house was originally going to be at the top of the ride.
It was supposed to be the boat, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know? It looked so awesome.
Is that her house? Is her house the boat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, up in the tree.
And Courtney said Moana was supposed to be a TV show as well, so they could make it a sequel movie instead.
I'd be down for a sequel movie over a TV show. I really would. I mean, the animated stuff, I mean, it'd be a little, I think they would extend it too much where you're like, oh, what is this? I think doing an animated movie would hit better for both movies.
Well, if you put the kids channel on Disney Plus, your kids are going to be watching it all the time. So
yeah, but remember how home run did the Little Mermaid cartoon hit for people? It didn't. People forgot about that. It didn't have that same nostalgia as the film. So I think when you take the shows and put them in, or take the movies and put them in the shows after they were already movies, I think it kind of deters a little bit.
Kevin said they just want to stop people jumping out of rides and walking around naked.
That's probably another reason I didn't even think about that.
I mean, we might have lap bars on Small World soon. Who knows?
Oh, for real.
I mean, nobody wants to be naked on a wet log, so.
No.
Ayo.
So I know that at D23, they had the model there, and they had said that, you know, you could see inside of it, and it was all lit up. If the song Going Down the Bayou is not the song before the drop, it's going to be like the biggest miss in the world. So that's all I...
I still think that drop is Mama Odie's, where everything's all lit up. So
maybe so that's what I'm sorry. What song does she sing?
Dig a Little Deeper.
That could be that too. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be cool. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And everything they've been showing has been a home run.
Dig a Little Deeper. Yeah, that's
okay, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird not having Dr. Facilier not be part of the ride. We don't know if he's not.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
I honestly think we might get voiceovers from him.
I mean, they gave a store to Ray for the hats, and isn't Ray's dead too, right?
Yeah, and he's in the Tiana's Palace restaurant, like references, yeah,
and,
like a
yeah. And he, mural. I mean, they have Ray's Berets right there in Lewis's favorite home goods store, right there outside of Splash Mountain. You know,
switch the logo.
Courtney said it's after all of that, and it's all new music.
Yeah,
no. I haven't heard any story or seen anything or known when anything's coming yet. So I'm just going off what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, she's supposed to be like bringing. It's like
I thought she's getting ready for like a concert or something, right?
Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And
it'll be cool. I mean, like show Louis, you know, conducting. I don't know,
dude.
That Louis animatronic looks great.
So if you want to show it real quick, I pulled up the model, so let me just go back a little bit. So this is what from D23,
yeah,
real quick. I'm not doing the audio because it's really loud, but like up here, this is
you it's can all lit up and stuff. Yeah, that thing looks so bitching at night.
Yeah, you could tell they look like the light lit up bottles that she has up in the tree.
Yeah, now not knowing Disney World as well as I do Disneyland, this is gonna look so amazing in New Orleans Square.
No boat up top,
you know. Yeah. Yeah, there's no boat on there either. So, I mean,
it was just in the original concept.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. Sorry, Louie, didn't mean to go too far on that, but it's going to be cool.
No.
I'm really looking forward to it.
So, on to our next subject. So, speaking of things changing and growing and evolving, anyone know what park this is?
Disneyland Paris.
Hollywood Studios or MGM Studios? Is it MGM Studios in Paris?
So it's Hollywood Studios is what it was known for until it just changed. And
according to the Imagineering story, the worst Disney park.
Yeah,
of all of them,
which is why it's being a hugely refurbished.
Yeah,
and here we go with their new logo and a new title,
Michael Eisner,
Disney Adventure World.
All right.
I like the little subtle Disney D in the swoop. I like that.
Oh, that's cool.
And calling it Adventure World really gives it a play because you really have nothing. And we got some things that have come out from Adventure World. And we have this is part of the Adventure, I think they're calling it Adventure Land, or this is a new setup. And possible ride. I did not get the full article of this, but here's a new facade that they're getting for, I want to say, a new attraction. And then,
is this where the other Avengers campus is?
Yeah,
and they're building this park.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they also have an Alice party coming.
This looks rad.
This does look sick, and I hope if it's anything like the Mad Tea party that we had at DCA. I am all in. And there's other small tidbits of what's coming to Adventureland, but man.
Yeah, Disney the World of Frozen is already going to be there, and the hotel experience. The
Avengers Hotel.
And then they have the Princess one, too, that opens up.
Where's the Frozen Toy Land, Story right? Hotel?
That's in Tokyo? Tokyo or Shanghai?
Yeah.
The Alice show looks dope.
The Alice show does look cool.
I'm stoked that Paris is getting a lot of love, and two reasons why. One, obviously, Shanghai recently opened. Tokyo's getting their anniversary. all that. But Paris is the one of the 3 points where that Disney owns that park, where they own the rights. Therefore, it's going to be a lot of revenue back into their parks category, as where the other ones are they're just licensed and leased out and that kind of stuff. I don't know all the full wordage to go down that, but they don't own the rights to those parks. So therefore, they get a cut of it, but they get a cut versus Paris, Florida, and California. They get the pie. And so for me, I'm stoked that Paris is getting some love because it's got some pretty cool attractions. I mean, it's the only one with Big Thunder on an island where you go underwater. I mean, that's rad.
And it's the one that has the launching Space Mountain too, isn't it, where it launches?
The steampunk one, yeah.
Yeah.
Haunted
yeah.
Mansion ties in with Big Thunder Mountain and Frontierland there. So,
yeah, supposedly it's the most beautiful park, from what Tony Baxter says, that they want to make it the most beautiful park.
Kevin has a good point. The park next door to Adventure World already has an Adventureland. I honestly think Adventure World is weird. It's a weird name.
It looked like Disney Nature's, like a the.
That's an interesting point, Kevin. Yeah, why would you have the same thing next to the?
Space Mountain does have a loop, yeah.
Space Mountain has a loop? That's pretty badass. Mm-hmm.
So, hey,
is that Rock and Roller Coaster, is it really closing for something else? Or is it just being a refurb?
I thought it was just a refurb. That was
I thought I heard someone say it was going to be Queen, which would be even better than freaking Aerosmith.
But. I know they said Queen. They've said a Powerline attraction.
God, that would be the best. I
love a Powerline.
Powerline would be the best. Imagine doing redoing Space Mountain like in Powerline with Eye to Eye playing in there, and that'd be pretty badass. Disney, call me.
I heard it was cool when they did like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. They only did that for like a day or a week or something. Like,
yeah, are you talking about the one at Walt Disney World?
Who, me?
Yeah.
There's only one Rock and
Roll.
Okay. Yeah. It's already closed, but there, yeah.
But is it being reimagined or is it being refurbished?
They're refurbishing it, but they haven't said to what yet. Like, they're not talking about the changes that have been made yet.
So I did some homework and correction. It's not called Adventureland. It's called World Premier Land in Paris, where that new facade
that is even stupider, even more stupid. You know what it reminds me of? Step Brothers.
I mean, it is kind of a weird name considering they're getting rid of the Hollywood Studios name and they're going Adventureland. Or so it is a bit weird that they're going that route.
Weird.
And so, oh, sorry, Adventure World, and then you have the World Premier Land. That's a bit odd.
Oh, the French.
Oui, oui.
Adventures of Mayonnaise.
French. How do you say it in French?
Sacre bleu. Les.
A lot of changes coming to. Both Florida and Disneyland Paris. And
much needed, though. Whatever they're doing, it's much needed.
Yeah,
absolutely. But if you are looking to visit those parks, we have a sponsor that can help
you out. Man, that was a good segue. Look at you.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has Layway, Peace of Mind Travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
Can
you play Metallica next time?
What's that?
Can you play some Metallica next time?
Did you see the message, Joey, before you got back?
Oh, yeah.
I warned everybody. So, me and Sean were chatting, and all of us were chatting. The last 24 hours, the entire Walt's Apartment team became very close in personalities, attitudes, comedy, joking, love, hate, a little bit of everything. So, yesterday, we got the long-awaited news. We got the vote.
It was a long-ass freaking meeting.
So, it was today. And as of right now, and Disneyland Forward is a go. But it did not come easy. No. It was, 98 voice entries that were supposed to be there. Obviously, some people didn't show up. We don't know what happened.
It was a total of 84, I believe. Like,
yeah.
So crazy. I never seen anything like that. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
So, Sean, overall thoughts of that streaming entertainment? I hope they put it on Disney Plus.
No doubt. They just play the whole thing. Honestly, Joey had asked yesterday morning about the thing, and I said, I don't know. We were talking a little bit about the vote and it was coming up and stuff. I had no idea. I thought it was today.
Me too.
Everything always happened on Wednesday. I was driving home from my friend's house and I'm like, oh shit, here's this thing. And I'm like, and I found the link from Just Ask Danny. He put it in on his Twitter. So I shared it in our thing, and literally driving home, I'm watching like the first hour of this. Watching Ken Pot Rock do his thing, watching the slides and them just telling you, yeah, we're going to take care of you, Anaheim, and you're our bitch, basically. And it was, it was maybe because they are, basically, because Disney owns Anaheim, let's be real. But it was the most crazy thing I'm thinking. Then I sit down, I'm sitting down here on my couch, I put it on my TV here in the apartment, and I'm like, 93 people are going to talk and each have 3 minutes. I'm like, this is going to go like 6 hours.
It starts at 8 p.m.
It was 8 o'clock. I'm like, what the hell is happening? And like the first like 20 people are all like, I'm a former Disney cast member. I'm a Disney cast member. I work for Disney. My grandma's grandma worked for Disney. Please make this happen. And then we're all, I got a shout out to Alex from Disney Universe, the boy. Yeah. The boy literally knows how to continuously keep a chat going with his comments and his videos. And I mean, in the middle of this whole thing, Alex sends us a video because the Kings won of something. We're like, okay, Alex had a couple brews on the Fresh Hops podcast and he was feeling it. I mean, hey,
is that oatmeal? Is that oatmeal?
It was so much fun. I think we were all watching it at one point. Probably Sam was fishing or in bed already.
I was lighting the beam.
Most of us were in the chat watching this and like just going, this is absolutely insane. I think myself, Alex, I don't know how he stayed awake, Kevin and Amanda stayed on till this whole damn thing was over, till like 1:30 in the morning. And it's like it was like a train wreck that you couldn't stop. You had to like, you had to finish it. You were part of this and you had to finish it.
I'm like,
yeah. Well, when it was 10 and they had 50 people left, I'm like, I'm in this. I'm going to be part of this. And it was cool. It was really cool. And like the people that weren't happy about it, it was just the crazy thing. I'm going to say two things before I let other people chat. I would like, if you watched and you know, I would like to take a moment of silence for Magic Way. Okay. Magic Way was the street that everyone's pissed off about. It was 1,200 feet of street that the city got paid $12 million for. You're gonna give me $12 million for some asphalt? We'll take it all day long. Put it in my, you know, the people are bitching. We can't get to the park. These people bitching and whining about not being able to cut through the park. Come on, man. Go around the corner like we all have to do. Get a goddamn Uber. Go, you know, go up Ball, go up Catella. You're gonna be fine. And they're still making it a walk. You can still walk through there, but we can't drive through and cut through. It's gonna hurt us. Shut up. These freaking people that were bitching. I was telling Lewis today, you got me started, dude. So
Hey, I'm ready. Let's go.
These people that are bitching and whining. The one lady's like, I'm a teacher. No offense, Sam. But she's I have a study plan I should be making right now. And every night my house is rumbled by the fireworks. Don't live next to a fucking theme park. If you know that's part of it. And then, you know, there's going to be all these sound things and they're going to close Walmart. Walmart is like a main street in Anaheim. Never said once they were going to close it. I think the guy from Disney after when it was over said,
fact checking at the end.
Just to be clear, we're not closing Walmart. We're going to give you a crosswalk. That's it. And I don't know. It was so good. And then the other thing, I will say this, and I know this will cause some shit with everyone pretty much in our chat group and everyone that listens to this show. Thank you, Bob Chapek. Because this was started when he was in charge. So Disneyland Forward is a direct result of Bob Chapek. So thank you, Bob Chapek.
Amanda said, but how is she supposed to know that it's 9:30 if not for the fireworks?
And Kevin exactly. Said, you know Kevin what time said, it is.
Kevin said, how did that theme park pop up when she wasn't paying attention?
And it is Disneyland.
I know, right? It's only been there for 70 years and she was like 25. So, I mean, it totally makes sense that she...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but it is Disneyland, so they will probably reference Magic Way somewhere around the new construction. Like, hey, Magic Way behind, if you look behind you, there's a sign.
It's magic.
But this is all a direct result of Bob Chapek and his extraordinary service to the Walt Disney Company that we're going to get for a 40-year project. Thank you. I'm going to step off my soapbox now, but as Bob Chapek was the reason why, because... Bob Iger
take his nuts out of here. Wait, never mind.
I'm challenging that when I come around. Go ahead, Joey.
No, I mean, this is as a, you know, whatever. I'm the pixie dust or whatever. I still, but this is.
You're not the only one, bro.
No, okay. But this is like I mentioned in the chat. I mean, this is nothing but a win-win for Disney fans, for the city of Anaheim, for the Angels, for the Ducks, for all the business, the Packing District, Santa Ana, Irvine. I mean, it's going to cost them near nothing for all this. And they're expanding the resort without tearing down neighborhoods. Yep. And they have property that's big enough to expand. The Toy Story lot is a lot bigger than people think it is.
The Toy Story lot is bigger than DCA.
Yeah, it's huge. But what they can't do a lot of this construction unless that East Gate gets done, the parking structure, the employee
parking.
That'll
be the first thing, I think.
And once that gets approved, Toy Story lot, third gate possibly. Boom. Behind Simba lot behind Pixar, whatever the new hotel is, another little something.
Yep.
I mean, there's
in front of the Disneyland Hotel, more. I mean, yeah. Well, but that's Magic Way.
No.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Magic Way is in front of Disneyland Hotel, right up against the Pixar. It's up against the Pixar hotel, yeah. Pixar parking lot. Then the parking lot for the hotel is right there.
I think that's for the Disneyland Hotel.
But shout out to the person that said that they grew up going to the campground, because that was me as well. So KOA, respect. But yeah. We've been waiting for this decision. So this is great news. Mm-hmm. We know we're going to get another vote, which is just formality. But it's still going to happen. They just got to break this stuff up. But
we are gaining so much more as consumers of Disney than Anaheim will ever lose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then one thing I just want to mention, I know it was brought up in the chat last night about, you know, where's Zeiger, where's DeMauro? This was just a clear local thing, city council. So I asked that. So they had no nothing to even add to this, because this was for the people and they spoke. But I just love the people that were rambling just for no reason, just like, oh, I got a microphone. So back in 1934, blah, 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 blah. It's like, shut up. And that's where Lewis was like,
two jokes. I'm like, shut up, bitch, because she's just complaining about being Mexican and then her husband. No, seriously. No,
I'm a Latino American. She's screaming.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's that got to do with anything we're talking about?
Exactly. So that's what, and those were the people that were annoying me to just rant to rant.
So they had actual soapboxes.
Oh, yeah.
It was Ken Potrock's jurisdiction, but everything is.
He came with receipts at the end. He's like, hey, this person mentioned this. Nope, that's not happening. This is happening. So
when I asked, I kind of thought that I don't think it's going to take 40 years. The project ain't really going to take 40 years to complete. Who knows?
Every city council has a carrot.
I think this one didn't. This one had all. This one was.
Oh,
I don't know. The one dude at the end, the first one,
the one that came back again,
the one that felt like he couldn't, he didn't know what he wanted. He wanted to ask a question, but he felt like he had to ask a question for formalities.
Yeah. Okay, that guy. Yeah.
That was a Karen. I mean,
the lady that wanted to go last, and like.
Oh yeah, that was Stephanie.
Oh,
Stephanie,
the one that was going to bring the heat.
Well, I thought she would. And then they're like, "Okay, you're done." She didn't care. She just kept talking.
Sam, what do you got? Hilarious. You watch any of it, or did you just read the
chat? No, I didn't. Oh my god! I barely even read the chat. Y'all were wild.
I looked over at my iPad and it said 150 messages. Hour, like, holy shit!
I am a 2-hour time difference. Y'all need to chill.
And our home park's Disney World, so
it was crazy. Yes. I don't know. It was so. The thing that blew my mind with this was, you know, the one guy that asked way too many questions. Let me bring up Karen from the back or whatever her name was. The poor lady had to walk away from the back of the building to let them know that as of right now, Anaheim's general fund, 31% of it is created by Disney. 31% of its income comes from Disney. After this goes through, 60% of the revenue of the general fund for the city of Anaheim will be coming from Disney. That's
entertainer, Arizona. You and I are going to fight later, but entertainer. So they have given themselves a 40-year plan.
It's a 40-year window.
It's a 40-year window, and they have different phases that they plan on rolling out in each decade. But if the money's there and the
first phase supplies
and resources are there,
first phase is $2 billion, I think, and they said within 10 years.
I understand my time is up. I only have 2 more sentences.
ma'am, you are done, ma'am.
So
did she really think at that point her saying please don't allow this that was going to affect anyone's decision?
No.
And so I got a few challenges on what y'all just shared. But first up, I do see it taking 40 years.
Wait, you didn't ask me her opinion.
I did. She said she said we were too wild and she was sleeping. She's 2 hours ahead.
Oh, well, I said that we are.
And then she's gaining all, me and so Arizona much
more. Well, I mean, did you read his comment?
Yeah. I don't disagree with him.
For anybody listening on the audio podcast, Arizona Big Man says, I thought you guys had some type of foreign guest. The accent was so thick, I didn't know it was Sam.
I do think it's going to take 40 years because right now, I think so. Until the cherry is done, like, hey, that's it. I do think 40 years. Do I think 40 years until we can walk on pieces of it? No. I do think it's going to come in phases. And just like they did with DCA when they revamped it, 40 years until they say the Disneyland Forward project is complete, whether that's down to the last maintenance room or the last attraction, I do think 40 years. But I would say probably half that when we start seeing – the bigger picture in full service.
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah.
Now
I think you're going to see something pretty quick to get people excited about this. You're going to see them.
Cali
Bay says they're going to break ground this year.
Oh, they're ready.
Well, June 7th is the day that everything goes into effect.
And then they have to wait 30 days to break ground for a permit.
So I think June 7th, they can file for permits. So
so they have to file for the permits on June 7th and then wait 30 days.
That Eastern Gateway parking structure will be the first thing because it's going to take all the heat off of all those lots that they want to close for this. So that's going to be the biggest part of this. And I think they pumped up this Avatar thing. They're going to put that somewhere as soon as possible to show, hey, we're moving forward. And I think you'll see that within 4 years.
Absolutely.
That's my,
it'd
be nice. I know the Olympics are coming to LA, I think in 2028. So There's been talk that if they built Galaxy's Edge in 2 years, so
because if the East Gate parking structure that includes the new freeway access,
yeah,
that includes the pedestrian bridge over Harbor plus I'm just calling it up the Sprout stairs, like what's at Vegas that did get you down to those businesses.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, but that's number one, clearly. Plus I agree with you with Avatar too.
I think they'll do both.
Yeah. I got three issues with what we just shared right now.
Okay.
First off, you can't give Chapek a dime of credit for this shit. The Eastway Gateway, the East, whatever that damn name was, you were like, can we have a moment for not? Hell no.
No, quit moment of silence. Quit moment of silence for Magic Way because everyone's so pissed off about Magic Way. It's a goddamn street.
Chapek, it was literally, I mean, you can give him mild credit for being the parks guy when he was during that era. But I mean, that East Gateway was way in involvement way before he became CEO.
Was he the CEO when this was all created?
He was a park.
When it was announced.
No, he was the CEO when they announced Disneyland Forward.
But just like we all said about this,
it was 2021. He was still the CEO.
East Gate was like 2018.
Which he was in charge of the parks at the time. So
but Disneyland Forward was announced when he was CEO.
You're about to prove my next argument then. Okay. If he was in charge of parks and getting credit for that, why wasn't fucking Pixie Dust or DeMauro there? He's in charge of parks. I get Iger. I'll give you guys Iger. He didn't either. DeMauro should have been there.
He can't be.
He has to be a resident of Anaheim to do the city council. It's a city council meeting.
Is Ken Potrock an Anaheim resident?
Yeah, most of those guys are.
Well, I don't think. No, we had Buena Park residents. You didn't have the Anaheim. So Josh DeMauro being the head of park should have been there.
But he would have no voice. He would just be standing there as.
I mean, he could do what Potrock did.
The planning was started as soon as it was announced. No, it was definitely in planning while he was the head of parks, and he announced it as CEO.
Yeah, so thank you, Bob. I'm going to name this episode that.
So. And then not only that, my last thing on this is guess what? Disney, and I get what everyone's going to say, they didn't have nothing planned. It's not. D23, you either put up or shut up.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with you.
If you're going to sit there and be like, oh, well, we had to wait for it to prove, that's not the Disney way. You usually have a game plan ready. So if D23 is a bust, then what are you doing, Iger?
No, I agree with that. I mean, I've been to every parks panel since 2015, and we've gotten the short end of the stick. We did get Galaxy's Edge, but we both parks got it, and then Marvel.
Who was in charge of parks then? Okay.
But who announced it? Bob Iger.
That's true. That's fair.
He's like, screw you, Chapek. I'm announcing this shit.
That's true. He did. I got this. Don't worry about it. I'm just fucking with y'all. I don't care either way. I just think it's funny that everyone hates Bob Chapek, but look at all the stuff that everyone, including everyone in our chat, Disney needs to step up and do something. Now they're stepping up, and you know,
when do we start being
critical of it? I can't wait for this. I think, and I hate Avatar, but like I said last week, when I saw that picture, goddamn, I'm ready. I'll go stand there and stare at that thing and ride the ride, even though I hate Avatar. It's going to be badass if it looks like anything
Courtney
like
says.
That
Disneyland Forward is approved, so parks need to have some exciting news. I'm still on the fence about the Avatar thing because I like that we could have different IPs in different on different coasts.
Well, I think it is different. It doesn't look like the one there, so I think that's cool.
I know, but I also don't feel like it needs to be forced into Disneyland when you already have a beautiful land in Walt Disney World.
If they give us a new attraction, meaning the attraction itself is different, mm-hmm. the facade could be different. But if we go in there and it's the Navi Journey, if they do that, you're cutting it short. But if they give us a new attraction, especially going because I've never been to Florida, but I'm assuming that ride is more themed around the first one. If they go the route of Way of Water with all the different tribes and all that stuff, that would be cool.
No. That movie needs to not exist.
No, the movie was awesome. Just because Haley didn't like it. I love the movie. I thought it was awesome.
I struggled to get through that movie, and I will not watch it again.
Well, that's you. But I'm just saying.
And you know what, though? when you talk dollars, though, Avatar is going to bring that money.
Yeah.
Look at all.
I mean, I'll go see the next one. I just hope they make it a little shorter.
Yeah, everything is a business decision.
More eventful.
Look at all.
Is a business decision.
Yeah, look at all the Star Wars fans that were just Star Wars fans that were like against Disney, but they go to Disneyland because they're like, "Fuck, you guys got Galaxy's Edge."
Yeah.
So they go there because hey, it's there. I don't like it, but I want it. So therefore,
so I'm why not give it. Us something that's a different IP?
Okay, give me another IP that they don't have in Disneyland already that's as big as Avatar. They already got Marvel. They already got Star Wars. What other big IPs out there that Disney has not capitalized on yet?
You're right.
There is.
How'd that,
yeah.
How'd that taste?
Damn.
Alien.
We are also going to be fighting after the show.
Editor.
They had the alien encounter at Magic
Deadpool.
Kingdom.
With
the
Deadpool roller coaster. How cool is that?
No, if you listen up, like Mondo mentioned that people have been talking about that the water attraction Avatar is going to be very tech based on the Shanghai Pirates, which I would be totally down for that.
That would be amazing.
And that'd
be great. That'd be great. So,
Simpsons at Universal.
Deadpool would be cool, but they already have Avengers Campus. They can tie it into there. Simpsons, though, I'm pretty sure. I want to say Mondo mentioned it, that the Simpsons might be the same way how Marvel can't do a whole lot of more with Marvel.
Yeah, Florida. It probably is like that.
Simpsons is under a contract still with
Universal
here in California. So not therefore, long, it's though. Kind of...
It's expiring soon.
I mean, but the thing is, though, do we see Disney really putting a Simpsons land in the parks?
No. Oh, hell yeah. Get rid of Toontown. Make it Springfield.
Oh no, where did Joey go?
I've never kicked Joey out, but that was a huge click.
So here's I have a question for you guys. So we all kind of agree that Avatar is going to be the first like land attraction that they're going to do. We have all this space now, supposedly. Well, I mean, not supposedly, we do. We have all this space. Is this going to go in the Disneyland Resort proper as it is now, or is it going to go into one of these new spaces? What do you guys think?
What do you mean? Hold on. I don't get the same.
So right now we have, you know, these parking lots can be zoned for whatever we want. This can be zoned for that. This can be zoned for that. Are we going to get this Avatar land that's being talked about? Is it going to come into Disneyland Resort proper, one of the two parks, or is it going to go into one of these new spaces? What do you guys think?
I agree with Amanda. I think they're going to somehow try to figure out how to squeeze it into Disneyland proper.
Okay, land or California Adventure, Amanda?
I
don't see it fitting in Disneyland.
I agree with what Courtney says. If it's coming first, it's going to be proper.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Evan said bridging Tomorrowland and Fantasyland. Nope. It's replacing the submarines in Autopia.
I can see that. No, I can see
it will fit there. I mean, Bricky said it would fit there, and I saw that, and it looked like it would.
I agree with Kevin Richardson. Bridging Tomorrowland and Fantasyland, it's replacing the submarines in Autopia.
The only thing that's untouchable in Tomorrowland is Space Mountain. So they
can, I agree.
But I also see where it could fit in California Adventure, too. Grizzly River and the trail.
I think it fits in Grizzly River.
It does.
I don't like what Mondo said, you know, taking out the bus hub. I don't think it works because you need that hub, especially if you're gonna have that walkway.
Stop being lazy. Stop being lazy. Find a bus out where. That's what y'all said in the chat last night. Stop being lazy. Put the buses out where.
No, I said you don't need to go through Magic Way to take 2 minutes off of your commute every day. That's what I said. Magic Way.
If the East Gateway comes, guess what? And if the East Gateway comes, those bus lanes are gone anyway.
Yeah.
Memories. So, I mean,
ABC, BBD.
I think.
What do you mean? Nothing makes sense story wise in DCA.
Hey,
that is the biggest hodgepodge of stories anywhere. Nothing makes sense there.
It could be Disney's California Avatar Land, still be DCA.
I think they take out the bus lanes, they take out Hollywood Studio.
I saw something, and I don't know where I heard it, but they said that Disney's California Adventure to make it Disney Cinematic Adventure, which I think is a fucking brilliant idea because everything in there is off of a movie.
Yeah.
So I think it totally makes sense.
That's
California is a
Or you just adopt the Hollywood Studios and it still plays on the movie life.
We call it Adventure World.
California.
We call it Disney's Adventure World 2.
OJ Land.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you get to ride around in a white Bronco.
That's right.
It'd be like Superstar Limo, but the OJ version.
Hey,
you have to tie on the glove to see if it fits.
Oh, that's the end. Try to put the glove on at the end.
If Kevin's theory is right, they're going to bridge Tomorrowland to Fantasyland. Level out Tomorrowland. I mean, level it out and make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the best way to do it is to kind of that area.
Hey, get rid of. I mean, I know a lot of people like it, but I mean, if you're gonna upgrade and innovate, get rid of Space Mountain.
Hollywood Land, West Coast Avengers Campus, lands based on Route 60. Would you guys say route or route?
Route.
Route 66. Route 66.
Route. What?
It's what, listen.
You said routes?
Listen, I'm telling you, I say things different. This is a Midwest thing. Pier and forest. Sounds like California. You
okay, that the Route 66 is based on it's Carburetor Springs, whatever it's called. Radiator Springs. It's not. It is on Route 66. No. Yes, he's okay, right.
I get it.
You don't need to keep Star Tours. You just convert the horrible Millennium
Falcon. You can get rid of Star Tours. It makes me sick anyway.
Is this George? Hi, George.
I would hate to see. I would hate to see Utopia and the submarines go, Bricky's comes up with some crazy stuff, but when Bricky did a video, and I'll give him a shout out, Bricky is a YouTuber. He actually did a really good video on how that could fit right there where that stuff is.
And he did. I saw that.
Is he the one that actually had like the graphics of it? Like you could actually see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that's pretty. I mean, I think we checked and I think, The land in Florida is like 13 acres or something. I think that would fit right there. But I'd just be weird walking around the Matterhorn and not seeing the subs or the
I got a question for Joey and Sean.
Or the smell. I don't know. It's just tough.
So and I know the jokingly answer. It's a very serious question for Sean and Joey. Then what room in Disneyland do you have to take something out and rebuild on? I know the comical answer you guys are going to give me, but in all serious, if you don't want to lose submarines in Autopia, you don't want to lose pirates, you don't want to lose
Disneyland? Land? Disneyland.
Disneyland.
There isn't anywhere but there. To be honest,
eventually, in 40 years, once Disneyland Forward comes, what do we have? What else do we have? I mean, eventually, they're going to have to start changing some stuff out in Disneyland. So, I mean, why not start with Tomorrowland?
The thing with Disneyland is so compact that you'd have to take a few things out to make something like that fit. You have way more opportunity in California Adventure, honestly. Okay. But Disneyland, to answer your question, the only place to do it would be the submarines and the Utopia. There's no, you think about you empty the Rivers of America and put it there? I mean, that's literally the only other option would be put it in the Rivers of America. But that would not fit across from New Orleans.
Who's going to do it? Y'all don't know it?
Do we just become friends?
Special teams. You guys, okay, never mind.
What?
Never mind, you guys. Never mind.
What just happened?
What are you doing? It's a TikTok thing.
Must be a millennial thing.
What is this? What are you doing?
Is that the hand drive?
That's hey, Sean, I am. Sean.
I'll send it to you later.
You got
to
put your hands higher, though. The way you were showing on the camera, that looks horrible.
Brothers.
Sorry.
What's up, brothers? You guys haven't seen that trend?
No.
A special team, special plays, special players, right? David knows.
So, Joey, what's your thought, though? I mean, at what point do they have to start changing it?
So, I think that is the only place in Disneyland where it can be, is that whole... I'm going to count Interventions... submarines, Utopia, and leading into Fantasyland. That's the only place it could logically be at Disneyland. And if you want to keep the, you know, Star Tours, kind of like Space Mountain, like that side, I think what you do with that is if you've guys seen the recent merchandise for Tomorrowland, it's very like mid-century modern style retro. You make that part of Tomorrowland a retro Tomorrowland. But Avatar, that's the only place it could go at Disneyland, I think.
What is happening with this brother thing?
It's sketch. What's up, brother? What's up, brother? Special team, special plays. Tuesday. Like y'all don't know this?
Nah.
Obviously, Sam, we're asking you what the fuck it is.
I'm not on TikTok all day, so I mean.
Bam! Shots fired. Damn, Joey got kicked twice.
Damn. Shut up, bitch.
Shut up.
He's a streamer. He's a streamer. See, it's because you guys aren't sports fans. What it says.
I'm a huge sports fan, but I watch sports, not people talking
about golfing or what?
No, he's a streamer. Just Google him. His name is Sketch.
And where does he stream?
Obviously, TikTok.
Well, no, it's just a TikTok trend right now to just walk around and tell people, what's up, brother? But he's on YouTube. And
I usually just tell people, hey, hi.
Oh, Twitch.
All right.
Is he like Paul McAfee?
Oh, I love Pat McAfee. That guy's the best.
Well,
I'm hitting all over myself.
Forward.
What?
I said it sounds like we're all, I don't know, the whole energy shifted to hey brother.
Yeah. But with all said and done, this is good for Disneyland fans, so.
Absolutely.
I'm so lost right now, dude.
Yeah. Who's lame?
What's up, brother?
Special team, special place. Tuesday.
Is that like E.T.? Elliot.
Tuesday? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. What?
Oh my God.
No disrespect if we're disrespecting someone. I have no idea what's going on.
I will send it to you guys after. Hey. Hi, Keith. How are you? Keith. Lewis left because he's like, I'm done with this. No, David, send it to us and send it in the chat and they can play it. Here, let's see if we can find. I'll see if I can find one and I'll put it in the chat and then we can.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny there. I don't know. It's not funny. It's amazing to me that all that the city of Anaheim is going to do is benefit from this. There's nothing they're losing by this. It's not costing them anything. Disney's paying for everything. And all it's going to do is just put more money in their pocket. Like 60% of their fund, their general fund, will come from Disney.
Yeah,
and it's TOTs. And I didn't know what that was till last night. And now that I understand that TOTs is basically hotel. That's the tax on hotels, and that's where the city makes most of their money. But crazy. And then I was kind of blown away that they said that there's still 2,600 rooms that are still available for Disney to build. And I think that's what you're going to see that in that Toy Story area. Toy Story lot. You're going to see a hotel in a theme park, possibly, I think. So.
But it was cool that the main council woman, when she was Ruba talking.
Cablo or whatever.
I think so. But she was asking Big Boy Kenny there, like, well, we would like to do some tourist stuff, but outside of Disneyland, but, you know, further in like downtown Anaheim. He was like, well,
I can't say yes, but know, sure.
But we're already kind of planning that anyways. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Club 33. David, it's Club 33, and it's exclusive. Okay. I sent you guys a video in the chat if you guys want to see who Sketch is.
Okay, I'll check it out. You got anything else, Louie? There's a CinemaCon or something you talked about? Or were we done?
No, it was just kind of the... I was going to use that as a backup, but
okay.
I mean, yep.
Disneyland Forward, I think, is cool. We've beat it into the ground on this show, on Extra Magic Hour, on all of our shows. Now enough talk about it for a while. Now we get to see what's going to happen from it all. So
we don't just talk about it for August.
Yeah,
and if they don't put up, then well,
I think it's going to be interesting. You're going to see June 7th will come along. You know, like Fresh Baked and Provost. And those guys are going to get a hold of these plans that are submitted to the city and go, holy crap, what's this? It's Because I remember when they were doing Galaxy's Edge, how Dave Fresh Baked, dude, he's probably the master of videos for construction and like keeping you updated with construction. I will give him that. He was finding all these different the sketches, the blueprints for like the ride vehicles and stuff. I'm like, how is he finding this? And he had all that stuff. And yeah, when this starts, I'm excited. And I think Dave said on his channel, I was watching him today, and he says, I have content for like the next 40 years. He says, I'm going to be dead before this is over. And he was saying that you just gave me 40 years of content. So it was pretty cool and good for him. You know what I mean? For a guy that's how he started, was with stuff being built. Dude was there every like other day when they were building Galaxy Edge, and you could watch his videos of the progress of all this.
It was easier with the old AP though.
Very true.
That's right.
Very true.
Just
where you at on that, Iger?
But we got the next vote on the 7th, the formality vote
for West or East. Then they like what? There was one word wrong, right? That's all it was, right? One word was wrong.
Yeah.
And so what happens? Just being Lewis, what happens? The vote is overturned because people had a change of heart.
I thought Disney was giving more money. Buy their vote back.
I'm just curious. Like, hey, you know what? On second thought, nah.
Who are you going to piss off? Who'd rather not piss off? A few people that are just grumpy and disgruntled, or entire contractors and unions and all this stuff that are actually putting money and getting paid from the city?
No, I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
Oh, no, yeah, me neither. Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, the what if, like, May 7th comes around, they're like, you know what?
That would be hilarious. I'm not going to lie.
You're good right where you're at.
It's just funny. Like, my grandfather moved there in 1971 when the neighborhood was built. Well, Disneyland was already there 20 years before that. So yeah.
The whole city of
Anaheim is built around Disneyland.
I'm going back to Kevin's statement where he's like, oh, no. How did this theme park pop up when I wasn't looking?
Right? Yeah. Anaheim was nothing before Disney came there. It's like literally like some orange trees.
I hear fireworks. I'm like, oh, time to eat dinner.
It's 9:30. Yep. They closed a couple hours.
In some respect, though, when Disneyland was built, it was not nowhere near what it is today. I mean, what year did fireworks start taking off on a daily basis?
In like 59 or 56?
How many people said last night during that thing, Walt's words that Disneyland will never, I probably 30 of the people said the same damn thing that Walt's, you know, statement about and saying that Disneyland will never be finished.
Walt once said, as long as there's still space on Harbor Boulevard, Disneyland will never be completed.
Between the comments, the hairstyles, I don't know what was worse.
One dude's hair was on point, though. And then number 4706, and he's the one talking about just like, I don't know what I'm talking. He was high as hell. He was so high. He didn't even have a name. I just said 4706 was his card number, and they didn't even like,
oh, I was close. Thank you, David.
No, first Kevin, firework, sorry. But no. Oh, the question
nightly.
Was is,
when did they become nightly?
I knew they were doing it during special occasions, but when it became, hey, every fucking day we're gonna shoot some off in the air. Like, when did that happen? Yeah. I knew they were doing fireworks since early, but not nightly.
I think it was nightly because Walt wanted everybody to have the same experience.
Yeah, again,
a kiss goodnight every night.
If you're dumb enough to move that close to a theme park and then begin to bitch about it, I think it'd be amazing to hear the fireworks start. I think that'd be the coolest thing ever. Oh, got to go to bed. 9:30. That's so cool. But anyone that bitched and complained about this, that the fireworks, and now they were talking about like the dust from the firework. Come on.
It's
whatever comes out of a firework.
It's actually eco-friendly.
It's, I don't know. And they don't do it when it's windy. So it all happens over the park.
So it's not like it. And I know this is probably a different topic for another podcast or one of the mini podcasts here on the Light in the Window Productions. But do you think because of the Santa Ana winds and the success of the drones, do you think Disneyland will eventually go to all drones?
I hope so.
Because that electric parade drone at Paris is pretty freaking badass.
I think they will.
I hope they figure out a way to do both because fireworks is still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Drones are cool as well. I don't get me wrong. The drones are fantastic. But I hope they figure out a way to keep some fireworks in it because that's the nostalgia factor.
Oh, that explosion part, the exploding of a firework is the coolest thing.
Yeah, I think they should really still add fireworks, but drones would be cool as well.
Drones would be awesome.
Slowly evolving it. I mean, first the flyovers with just Tinkerbell. Then you started getting Dumbo, the Up House, Baymax. Yeah. Baymax had fireworks attached to his feet. Yeah. Then you got the Main Street projectors. Like, so they're slowly evolving in, but I hope that they don't ever get rid of fireworks. They have that in some sort because that, I mean, that's iconic to even the logo. The
I got fireworks in with that too.
Kevin said, I like the drone and firework shows. If Cedar Fair can figure it out, so can Disney.
That's bad.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Lewis. And I think a lot of people knock and shit on Mickey's Mixed Magic. But they do a good magic. Oh, I love it too. It's great. It's pop. It gets you and it gets you happy. I don't like the sad nighttime fireworks. I want the
Amanda said no one bitches about the Angels game shooting off fireworks every Saturday night.
That's because they don't win all the time.
Don't they only shoot off when they win? So it's not that often, right?
No, it's every
night. Sorry, Angels.
Go Dodgers.
Let's go, Dodgers.
Thanks for showing.
Yeah. Yeah, tell that to Ipe. Yeah, I bet he's never mind. Okay. No, but Mixed Magic, they cycle in the firework. If it's windy, they don't do it, but they still do the projections and everything. It's a good mix, but I agree with you guys. Mix the fireworks and drones with the projections.
The drones are cool. I think drones are pretty badass.
Just a quick
People will still bitch about that because they'll be too bright or something.
I mean,
the lights will be too bright. And
in hindsight, I mean, look at us here. No matter what, every show, someone has something to bitch about. I will take credit for 95% of it, but... Every show, someone has something to bitch about, whether it's towards the good or the bad. So, hey, like in the words of Tom Segura, some people suck.
That's fair.
It's true.
Okay, brother.
Nice.
Now you're on it, Sean?
I don't even know what the hell it is, though. I gotta.
What's up, brother? I sent you the explanation in the chat.
Yeah, I'll watch it later. The kid looks like a doofus. So, is he a doofus? Oh, sorry. Am I offending people?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Shut up, Joe. Shut up, asshole.
All right. Are we going to wrap this thing up? Or
we are.
Bring it home, Louis.
All right, guys. Well, next week you get to have Sean in the director seat. And
we were supposed to have Kim from Getaway Today, but she bumped it 1 week. So I'm trying to get Skyler to come on. So we'll see if we can get him to come in.
Hey, so Kim's on my week. So, Kim, I'll be prepared. Nah. I'm blocking you.
Okay.
Well, I know everybody wants to know when are the moms coming back. So
we got to figure that out. Is it Mother's Day soon?
You have to figure it. Yeah, May 12th.
Oh, we got.
Shut up, Joe.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past. And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.